Getting muted this afternoon.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 29, Polokwane 27 and Mpumela 26. The office of Joburg Mayor Kabelo Gwamanda has condemned an arrest attempt against City Manager Floyd Brink today. Brink is involved in a legal battle with a resident who took the city to court over a water bill dispute. His spokesperson is Mlimandlela Ndamase.
This attack on his person and character has now been orchestrated to embarrass and target him and his family and to create a public perception that the city manager is a suspect in a criminal matter. Suspicious leaks to the media and subsequent articles have also been used to further this narrative, and the city takes a cautious and dim view of this abuse of media and the legal process and ill intent associated with it.
The law firm representing the aggrieved resident insists it followed the right procedure after Brink and the city were found to be in contempt of court. However, a spelling mistake on the warrant stalled his arrest today. The two learners from the Daveyton Skill School who drowned during an excursion were laid to rest in Tembisa this afternoon. Speaking at the joint funeral service held at the Rabasutu Community Hall earlier, Gauteng Education MEC Matome Chulwane said the pupils' deaths are a loss to the nation.
For us, this project was an investment that we believe that tomorrow they will make us a better nation. When you lose one, it's one to me.
In other news, President Cyril Ramaphosa says the expanded public works program has played a crucial role in protecting communities against crime, poverty, and unemployment. He launched a new phase of the program, which was first introduced 20 years ago in the Eastern Cape today. With 14 million jobs already created through the program, Ramaphosa says the goal is to create another 5 million over the next 5 years.
Poverty has now gone beyond just dealing with poverty. It has become so impactful that it transcends a number of subsectors of our economy.
And in the Eastern Cape, a Kariga teacher who is alleged to have faked his kidnapping has been granted bail after appearing in court today. Algoa FM's Piwokuhle Motemela was there and she filed this report.
52-year-old Xolile Doe appeared on charges of defeating the ends of justice and extortion and was released on bail of 7,000 rand and was warned to return to court next month. He was arrested on Saturday in Kwanobuhle, 5 days after he had gone missing, and told his wife that he would not be coming home and that she should not involve the police. Piwokuhle Motemela, Alcoa FM News, Qabega.
And finally, a long-lost painting by artist Gustav Klimt that reappeared after nearly a century sold today for 30 million euros, setting a record price for an Austrian auction despite questions surrounding its provenance. For Jacaranda FM News, I'm Marlene Fischer.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready, ready
on Jacaranda FM.
We were strangers at the bar, they were playing Wonderwall. I overheard you say you hate this song. Next thing I knew, I'm walking over, came and tapped you on your shoulder. Said, my dear, you're not the only one. Spent the night there at my place, that night became 100 days. And I shared all my deepest secrets with you. Soon enough, well, I found out you're something I can't live without. And every time I close my eyes, I miss you. And I know I waited all my life just to fall for someone like you. In the blink of an eye, it all fell through. I can't even lie, I'm not doing well. Waking